am April 22nd beyond taxes now. April 22nd, 2010. That's right, Buddy Boo is here. Guess President Obama was over in North Carolina today in Rapture. One of my friends ran into him. Kind of sneaking around the town, I guess. So you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Buddy Boo here trying to sing. He can't sing. He has his own spot on YouTube. So how's Steve doing back there?
I'm doing great, Fred. Doing very well.
Excellent. So I guess you had you got to the library. Did you ever get your computer working or what?
It comes off and it goes on. It comes off and it goes on. I think there's something wrong with my plugs, and we're having a nightmare here. So, but I do have the computer on tonight, so I'm lucky.
Really?
Yeah, the computer's on tonight. I have the pictures of the necklaces here. They're absolutely gorgeous. I love the ruby. The ruby is just so beautiful with the ankh.
Oh yeah, that's the ankh one. That's the one that that works on your psychic abilities that are
yes
pretty much tied up in most people for their entire life, many lifespans, you know. So
yeah,
it allows them. Really, all the psychic is quantum entanglement to everything that you've ever run into since your entire existence began, wherever, you know?
Right.
Which is your entire reality base. So that yep. one is designed to open that power up.
Yes.
And you can see by the bridges, those bridges are completely different than the other receptors. The other receptors do a different job. Those are DNA. These are not DNA receptors. These are actual... for a purpose kind of receptors, you know?
Yes.
Like the one with, looks like the, kind of like an anchor. It's got the two small stones, and it's got the one big stone in the middle. Remember that one?
I have the picture of the red one. I have the picture of the diamond, and this has got all gold on the bottom.
Yeah, we have dual tones in those, too.
They're just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
See, you've got three designs. We've got two more coming online.
Okay, cool.
Before a very long period of time goes by, we'll have.
Yeah. Three. Yeah.
The other one, the one with the three stones, is, you know, people used to call up and say, "Hey, I want to wear two receptors at once."
Right.
I'd say that'll confuse your body.
Right.
So
right.
It operates. You know, it's like
yes.
Body, but the way it's set up with this. With that particular bridge, because that's everything is where the bridge determines, you know, where the stones go and how they're going to behave. That bridge it will handle three stones at once, so you can put the stone that you need right now in the center, and then the next two stones that you'll need in the future can be also mounted on that lower part of that bridge, so you can have
really
stones. Yeah, it gives you a progression. You follow me?
Yes.
A guy sold one the other day to a guy, and he needed an emerald right now for a weight problem, but he was also going to need a pituitary. He's going to eventually have to go to a pituitary stone, a red one.
Right.
So what we did is we sold him one with an emerald in the center and two rubies on either side, on the lower part of the bridge.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so now he'll get the best of both worlds. He'll get the main influence of the thyroid energies, but he'll also get the pituitary, which is the master atropic hormone center in the body.
Right.
So whereas the emerald will just balance you out, keep your appetite under control, this will actually increase your energy. Sounds like we have a caller already.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Fred, Steve. How you doing tonight?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Actually had a question for Steve tonight.
Oh, good.
Steve, I've been talking to Mikkel about ordering another necklace.
Yeah.
And the last necklace I no longer have, long story, but I actually just got done using an emerald probably for just under about 7 months.
Right.
And I had a peridot. This time I'm thinking of getting the style of necklace that's like the dedicated heart chakra necklace. Instead,
okay.
I want to have a smoky quartz with the studded with the zircons.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yes, that would be really nice. That would be really, really good.
I mean, that, it looked like it was a few steps up the notch, but what I'd like to start working with is work, clearing up the penile gland.
Yeah, that'll work.
You that'll think
that'll work good with
that'll, me? Right?
That'll definitely do it.
Yeah,
you think that'll be a good energy for me?
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you can answer all those questions.
The energy would be really, really good for you. I'm picking up on a smoky quartz would be really great for you. That would really work. Are you looking at one of the new necklaces tonight? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'm actually looking at the one that's he's got all the new ones on the Pyrodyne webpage. But I'm
right.
actually looking at
I'm
the
looking
older
at
style
the...
with the
right.
I was looking at the older style with the four post bridge where they were kind of in a wave. Where
yeah.
actually up
yes.
and down the bridge they're studded. So
yeah.
what I had talked to Mikel about is putting the smoky quartz in the center and can't do diamonds, but putting the zircons up and down the bridges.
Yeah,
I think that would be great. That would be very, very good for you. Excellent. I'm
and
getting a loud yes from that.
I got a solid diamond in my hand right now that's just like that, except it's got the diamond bridges and it's got the, I think it's got a sapphire in it, but it's a beautiful one. I've got it right here. I'm showing it to the people on Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about. That's beautifully done. Well, you got to get a solid silver one, obviously. You got to get a dual tone or a solid silver with gold bridge, or what are you going to do there?
I talked to Mikel about getting a sterling silver one and having it dipped in gold.
Oh, okay. That'll be pretty.
That'll be gorgeous.
Yeah, that'll be
and
nice.
The smoky quartz in the center, and then she just put zircons up and down it.
Yeah, we
right.
can do that.
Yeah,
I'm looking at one right now with the zircons, and they are gorgeous. You know, but mine has diamonds in it. And it's actually not as, I think the zircon one's a little bit shinier. But definitely, maybe mine's just dirty. Because the zircon one's got a lot more sparkle to it in the bridge than my diamond one does. That's for sure. Yeah, it's pretty electric. So are you getting ready to order it now or what?
Sometime in the next 4 to 5 days.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
the energy would be beautiful for you. Absolutely beautiful.
I didn't know if you thought that would be
right
too
now.
High of energy.
Excuse me?
Did you think it was for high energy boost too?
No, I think it'd be great for you. Your energy can handle that very well.
Okay.
Your energy will handle that extremely well.
My first stone I started off with, I guess I'm about 3 years now wearing the original receptor.
Right.
Like I said, I started out with a Peridot and then went to the Emerald and now I want to go up a notch.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
had one of the regular inexpensive receptors before?
No, I actually had the sterling silver one, but it had the regular bridges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It had the regular three bridge.
Yeah.
That's the old style. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the old style base as well.
Yeah, you like the new one. The new one, when we retooled it, it cost a lot of money to retool this stuff, but as the state of the art of the tooling industry got better, then we obviously upgraded. You'll have a better pyramid shape to it. It has straightated lines in it that actually tend to lift the energy, the photon energy up. The light, you know, these lights come out of these things in packets. And when you have this kind of a background on the parabolic part, it actually amplifies the quanta of photons that are going up into the gemstone, which then transmits back into your body. And what I'm basically saying is that the newer ones have about 100% more output than the older silver ones did.
Oh, yeah.
They're about twice to three times as strong. And you can verify that with muscle testing and things like that to see what it does to your body. We've tested the old ones versus the new ones. In some cases, the old ones are actually bad for people because they've outgrown them. They need to completely get rid of them and give them to somebody else that's never had one, but they're actually being held back, you know. These things, they're active pieces, and you have to keep you need to change them out, or at least the stones every few years anyway, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I started out with the Peridot, and then I went to the Emerald, and now I'm just looking for a higher-up stone.
Yeah,
well, that'll definitely do it for you.
Yeah,
that'll definitely
you take your old one and give it to somebody, you know? Your old
All
receptor.
Right. All right, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, see, these new ones, with the zirconian bridges.
Yes.
They think they're prettier than the diamond ones. You know, at least mine.
Mine
grossly needs to be cleaned, but I mean, this thing is just sparkling like crazy. I got one in my hand. It's exactly what he wants.
Wow.
Brand new. We're going to take it up. We're going to be up in San Francisco in 2 weeks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
People are going to be blown away with these new necklaces. They're extremely. They should pass your table and actually feel them.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they do. We didn't have any for the show this year, but we will next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're only doing a couple shows a year. Maybe we're. They're talking about doing another one in October now. Like you did.
In October.
Yeah. So plan on coming out here in October to do that show.
Okay.
And that'll be, and the weather is gorgeous out here in October. It's the best weather of the year.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
In fact, it is for you, too. It's fairly, usually have those Indian summers this time, you know, in October, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so when are you going to upgrade to one of these things?
As soon as I can sell my other necklace, I'm going to put it on the internet for sale.
Yeah.
And see what I can get for it. I think it should bring a good price, but even somebody that doesn't have one of these, the older necklaces, I mean, that's a good way to start with changing the DNA and, you know, getting your blood right and your body right. I think it's a good buy for somebody. I think it's just like yours. Did you sell yours yet?
No, I'm asking quite a bit for mine, though.
Yeah.
But it's still probably the third 30% off of what it costs new, maybe even 40% what it costs.
Right. Well, mine's like yours. It's 18 carat with platinum, you know, so.
What are you going to ask for yours anyway? Any idea?
I think about 15, 16.
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yeah.
What stone do you have in yours? A big diamond, right?
I have a big diamond. It's a carat, a full carat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got the other diamonds around it. And the platinum bridge, so it's a beautiful beautiful necklace, just absolutely gorgeous. But I think it's to a point where I need to get the new one.
Yeah.
You know, I could feel that, you know, I'm maxed with it as I possibly can be. I've been wearing it for 4 years or 5 years, whatever.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, so
that was back when gold was, when you bought that, I think gold was, what, $450 then, if I remember.
I think something like that, Fred, yeah.
And it's $1,100 now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
more
big
than
difference.
Doubled. More than doubled.
Yep.
Amazing.
And it's they're really, really beautiful.
Those are ones
in
the interim. Because you get a good cost. Being a dealer, you'll get a good cost. You should get one of these silver ones to play with. Maybe like a dual tone or something to play around with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going into the hospital, Fred, in 2 weeks. I've got spinal stenosis. So I'm going to be on my back for about 6 weeks. So
really, got to do the radio shows from the hospital room, huh?
Well, I'm going to do the radio shows wherever I can. You know, I'll bring my cell phone in or the room, whatever. But you know,
Tell me about the spinal condition. What does it entail anyway? I'm not too familiar with it.
Yeah, I have arthritis and calcium buildup in L3 and L5, and it's resting right on my spinal column.
Oh, okay.
And so I got to have that done as soon as possible. They wanted to put me in like yesterday.
What do they have to do? Just scrape this calcium off, or what?
Well, they have to. They're going to use the same thing I had with my kidney. Radio frequency ablation. It's heat with laser.
Oh, okay.
And they burn it right out, and hopefully they won't have to put any kind of tools in there. So, you know, I'm waiting to see my surgeon on next Thursday. So it'll probably be very quick when they get me in, because I'm losing the use of my legs.
Really? So it's only cutting the nerve.
Well, I'm starting to trip over myself, so.
Well, you always did that. Starting to
Yeah. But it's just affecting me, and so I just want to get that done as soon as possible. I've been massaging for 17 years, and I want to go back to doing massaging, but, you know, I just want to take care of this as soon as possible.
Maybe I'll
be able to fly, you know, maybe I'll be able to do things I want to do.
Yeah, what is this, a So this is a very simpler procedure then, obviously. It's a very simple.
Well, it'll either be 40 minutes or 4.5 hours. It's one or the other.
Why?
So,
which TV program the surgeon's watching or what?
Yeah. I just, if they use nothing but the laser, it'll be 40 minutes. If they need to use tools, you know, screws and stuff like that, that's when it gets a little bit longer than that. So.
Yeah, but all it is like removing sandpaper, right? Because the sandpaper's chopping up your nerves a little bit?
Well, it won't be chopping up the nerves. What it'll be doing is just they'll be scraping out the all the junk that's in there, and then I'll be able to have movement again, which is really important to me.
Yeah, it's like a pipe full of rust.
Right. And in the center, in three, it's almost blocked off, and five is almost blocked off. So,
it's cutting off your entire nervous supply, your whole nervous.
Yeah, and yeah, well, it's starting to bother me. I can feel it coming up to my neck, and
yeah, that's not
you
cool.
So we got to take care of it.
Yeah.
But I'll be on the show. I mean, I don't want to give that up. That's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, no, you can do that. Yeah. The thing of that kind of a surgery, though, is you got to put weight back on it, and that's where the healing time.
Right.
Yeah, because if it was something like your arm or something, it wouldn't matter because you don't have to put weight on that.
Yeah.
And you don't lift anyway. You got the servant to do all your lifting for you, right? So don't lift.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of bothered me about the whole thing is what's going to happen with your car while you're doing that.
Well, my brothers, God bless them, they're good boys, and I'll let them both have a try at it this summer.
Oh, really?
So they can use it. Oh, sure. They're good boys. I don't mind letting them play with it.
But, as I said, just ship it out here, and we'll keep it on storage for you, you know? We've got plenty of room around here.
So. that's a good idea. I'd love to do that.
I got a guy to pick it up and bring it out here probably for $800. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. We'll drive it out here. See how fast.
Oh God, Fred, you would flip for this car. So, you know, you'd flip.
Well, I think about those is just far enough off the ground.
Yep.
Whereas you get into the Ferraris, they're too damn low to the ground. You can't do much with them in the country. You just park them.
Yeah, this car's pretty low, but I don't think it could be as low as a Ferrari, but I sort of doubt it.
I don't think so. It's probably more like a Porsche.
Basically like a Porsche.
Porsches are lower, but not, or even a Corvette. They're lower now too, but they don't drag on the ground, you know?
Right.
A lot of the cars, these exotic ones, they drag on the ground when you go down a rough road or something.
Yeah, you just bought a new one, didn't you, about last year, I think, if I remember?
Yeah, it's been more than that now.
Has it been?
Well, almost 2.5 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I got to see that one. I got a glimpse of your the Testarossa, but I didn't get a glimpse of this other one you had.
Yeah, that one's a nice one. The Modena.
Yeah. That's great.
That one I've had it quite a while now. Got it.
Yeah.
At least 2 years. Well, I had it here for a year and a half. I had it in Laguna. For a year and a half, probably.
Right.
Close to it. Right. Yeah, almost 3 years.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wild. Yeah.
Really
it almost paid off, you know. That's how I can tell. Money I owe on it, you know. Just the payments keep coming, and the balance is paid down. Third paid off.
Good for you. For you.
Well, I don't put that kind of money out for those things. I just make a monthly payment, and, you know, I keep the money in my company, you know.
Right.
Buy a car, you might as well buy something fancy. It's only a few $100 more a month.
Yep.
So something that you like.
It's fun for you, Fred. That's what it's all about. Life is fun. That's what it's all about.
But my main thing I drive is a pickup truck.
Yes.
99%. Because you can't put anything in anything else. A pickup truck hauls everything. We use it every day almost, you know?
Yeah.
I drive that. Yeah. I've got lots of miles on that pickup.
Yeah.
And it's a Toyota, but it was an older one.
No, Toyotas are good. I drive a Camry, so I know.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, if you run into something, just tell them to get a gas pedal stuck. You won't have to be responsible for it.
Actually, I took it in for the warranty, you know, and they moved the gas pedal all the way over to the right-hand side to keep it away from the brake.
They actually did that for you.
Yeah, they actually did it for me, and I've been driving different cars because I'm looking to buy a different car.
Yeah.
And the newer cars all have that problem. the brake is right next to the, excuse me, the foot brake is right next to the gas pedal. All of them have that problem. Well, why they picked on Toyota and not everybody else is beyond me.
Yeah, I got, I forget which car it was. Some car that I've owned. What makes it, a Ferrari? I don't know which one it was, but
mm-hmm.
Can't wear tennis shoes in it. I remember that. I remember I could never wear tennis shoes.
Right.
Because when you put the brake on, the accelerator goes with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you put the accelerator down, then the brake goes with it.
Yeah.
And I could never wear tennis shoes in that stupid thing. I had to
wear
no shoes at all.
Wow.
My foot's a double D, but so the tennis shoes are extra wide. But, I mean, imagine some, you know, my size is a size 12. Imagine a basketball player with size 16 or 18.
Wow, that's a big shoe. That's a battleship.
Yeah, a lot of these basketball players and these big football players have that big a shoe. So what are they going to drive?
Yeah.
You know,
My Cobra's got more space in it between the brake and the accelerator pedal than my Toyota had.
That's interesting. Yeah,
it's really wild, but it's a well-made car, so it's, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, my pickup truck's got a lot of space in it too.
That's great.
It's a Toyota. Brakes on the left, and the gas is on the right.
Yeah,
gap there.
Is yours automatic or five-speed?
Oh, everything's automatic.
Automatic, yeah.
Except the Testarossa is 5-speed.
No.
Weird driving one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else I have is automatic.
Yeah.
Or what do you call it, the racing ship.
Oh, yeah, the pedal type of
yeah,
racing.
Yeah, there's a word for it, but anyway.
Tiptronic,
Ferrari calls it Tiptronic, and Porsche calls it something else, but it's just basically an automatic that you can manually operate.
Yeah.
And there's no clutch.
Fred, do you think somebody's going to come by and want one of these negotiators or the Ankh in platinum?
Yeah.
I think
people, my high-end clients will buy them.
Yeah.
I haven't really put a big push on them yet. We haven't even made the literature. We're working on a catalog now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my platinum projector is becoming more powerful all the time.
Yeah,
you just have to wear it. It probably has had the power there all the time. It's just me opening up to the power. So it's really incredible. I mean, the things that are happening with that are incredible.
Yeah, it's just too bad we can't do. You can't use it on your back, you know?
I wish I could, Fred. I it's hard for me to heal myself. I don't know why.
Well, that's pretty much the way it goes. There's so many parables and proverbs about that. Position still thyself. No man is silent. You know, it just goes on and on and on.
Right,
You have to have somebody else help you out.
Yes, I just can't. I can't find the person that I'm looking for, Fred. I need somebody with a very clear mind, and most people don't have that kind of clear mind.
I know. It takes a lot of energy to do bone scraping and stuff.
You bet.
It can be done, but I don't know anybody that's doing it right now.
Yeah.
Other than the surgeons.
Yeah.
They don't have to make a very big incision, right? It's a small one.
No, I Fred, I don't know if they go through the front or the back.
Well,
you know, because
back.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, yeah, there's too many organs in the front. What is it? L3?
L3 and L5. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the top of your spine, right?
No, that's the bottom part.
Lumbar. Yeah, lumbar. Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have said lumbar. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the top lumbar.
Yeah.
Lumbar. Okay, I got it.
Three and five are blocked. So. That has to be cleared, and I should be okay.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you could do a sex change operation, and then along with it, and then front.
I'm just hoping everything will work. You know, it's just, it's blocking everything, so it's, it goes down my legs, and your legs get numb. It's not good.
No.
But, I wish I had one of these negotiators. I don't know if that would really do it for me or not, but I think I could do something with this negotiator.
Yeah, that's the one you like?
Oh, God, Fred. It's just absolutely my psychic. I'm okay with that, but I think the negotiator, you can do a lot with this necklace. I'm pretty well sure you can.
Yeah, it's like it's looking at a spaceship.
It is. It is. It's just, and the energy that comes through is very bright light. I mean, it's just extremely bright light.
Yeah, I've got one in my hand right now here with a gold bridge on it. And
yeah.
It's all amethyst. Well, you've probably seen pictures of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's something about the gold and the amethyst, the way they work together.
That's
a beautiful
amazing.
Amethyst center stone. It's gorgeous.
How big is it, you know?
Oh, it's probably a 1.5 carat or so.
Wow, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Bigger than the, let me see, the diamond in this.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, wait. It'll be about a little over, yeah, because my diamond's about 1.25. It's about 1.25 carat.
Yeah. Is that the the canary diamond you're talking about?
Well, the diamond, I have a yellow diamond in my receptor. I know it's well over 1 carat.
Yeah.
And I guess the total stone on this thing here is 2.
So wow.
Hold it up to the camera. Do you have BBS radio on where you can see it?
I have BBS radio on. I can't see it, though. I'm sorry.
Oh. You don't have the BBS on? Oh, you're not on your computer right now?
I'm on my computer, but I can't find what you're asking me to do. I don't know how to do it yet.
But you have to go to bbsradio.com.
I've got it on there now. I have Paradigm.
And then you should be at the very top. You should be able to see everything.
No, it's not. No. Wait a minute.
You should be able to see me and everything. It's all on the front
page. Oh, there you are. I just flipped it on. There you are. Hey, there you are. I see you.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I see your bird.
Yeah, he's on my shoulder.
That's wonderful. Yeah, put up your necklace. Let me see that a minute, Fred.
Hey, there's that one.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at that stone.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is one you should buy right now. Just to have it and try to sell it later when you're a client. It's beautiful.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that one, that's a 1-something carat amethyst.
I'm looking at the I'm looking at it. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I got another one here too. I don't think you've seen.
Which one, Fred?
Here's one with sapphire. This is all silver with sapphires.
Let me see it. That's a beautiful stone. That's beautiful, Fred.
Yeah, that's a silver bridge.
Yes.
The other one's a gold. It's gold plated bridge.
Right, right.
You got a new process. If you turn it, you see this. You can see that.
Yes, I see it. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Then
I was talking about, like the guy's gonna buy. Hey, come on.
Right.
I'll show you that one. Look at this sparkle.
Oh, Fred, that's magnificent.
Yeah, look at that bridge on that puppy.
That's beautiful. That bridge is beautiful. That's a nuclear receptor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Regular one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is one of the newer regular ones.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's really gorgeous.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The one I got on, you've seen that one. Let's see what
yes.
else.
Yes.
And here's another one. Wait a minute, that's the same type. Oh, no. No, this is the sapphire one. I got another one here. It's a regular one. It's really pretty. It's very powerful. This is just a beautiful emerald in here.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's a duotone, isn't it?
No, that's just all silver.
Oh, is that all silver? Okay.
Highly polished.
Just beautiful, Fred.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous emerald in there.
That is gorgeous. I can see it.
And then I got another one. This one here has another kind of sapphire in it. Different, but it's a lighter color. But these are
Yeah.
See how that one shines?
They're beautiful, Fred. Those I'll tell you, people would be so thankful when they start wearing even the nuclear receptor. It's just, they have no idea the power of these necklaces.
I know, you can see the white light coming off this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Screen.
Just magnificent.
There it goes. Look at that white light. Wow.
Yep. It's really, really beautiful.
Certain people generate certain colors of light frequencies.
Right, right.
And here's a duotone with a diamond in it. I think that's a diamond in it. Real, very old diamond. Now you can see the real energy coming off that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the energy in that is very powerful. Very powerful.
I got a little collection of them here to play with.
Magnificent.
Here's a one for the liver, tourmaline, brown tourmaline, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Citrine, rather, I'm sorry.
That's really beautiful, Fred.
That's what we use on the liver and all that.
Yeah.
The color of the liver, actually.
They're really gorgeous.
We got a bunch here.
Yeah.
They'll be gone in a week. I'll take them up to San Francisco and I'll sell every one of them, and I'll be
why
out
don't
of
you
them.
Why don't you take your necklace off and show it to everybody on the
I'm wearing?
Yes, because I think it's something that people would love to have, something that belongs to you.
Yeah, they might want it.
That's a gorgeous necklace, Fred. You should really show that.
Yeah.
I remember that necklace at the show, so it's really magnificent.
That's a really one and a quarter,
that's
one carat yellow diamond.
That is a canary diamond for sure.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful necklace, Fred. Somebody should buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I've had it for about 5 years.
If you're going to be
maybe 6 years. I'm not sure.
I think if they're going to be in San Francisco, they got to take a look at the necklace that you have that you want to sell, because I think that's magnificent, Fred.
Yeah, I always sell them after from 6 years or so. I'll sell them and then I'll make something else. You know?
I just like that.
I've always done that. And my personal ones. One of my attorneys has one that I wore, and a friend of mine, Daryl Westbecker over in Germany, who does all the corporation seminars. He's got one that I wore. And they're valuable, you know. They bring good money.
Yes, they are.
People can resell them. Because they're one off. You know, they're all custom made.
Yes, yes. I was really happy when I got mine, and I think I'm there. I think I'm going to sell mine for sure, and get one of the new negotiators, maybe an 18 karat gold and a platinum bridge.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Stone. Put in the idea. It takes a lot of stones.
Yes. I'll tell you, that canary diamond of yours
stones
is
in one
magnificent.
Of those. Yeah, 19 stones.
Yeah.
I think it's really pretty in the sun. I got the sun shining. The sun's not shining back there now, right? It's going down?
No. Actually, it's pretty cold here, Fred. It's about 30 to 35 degrees, 36 degrees.
Wow.
Very
it
cold.
It was like 50 here today. Wasn't much.
Really?
Yeah. It's warming up now because it was raining all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's eating my receptor. I got a bird of those. You just love those, don't you? Yeah, I love them. You can't eat that. My chick wants to eat it. You're supposed to wear it. You want to wear it? You want to wear it? Yeah. You want to wear that? I like my sidekick.
He's wonderful, Fred.
Have you ever seen him before?
No, this is my first.
Wow. That's Buddy Boo.
This is Buddy Boo. Hi, Buddy Boo.
You've heard him, though, but you've just never seen him.
No, he's beautiful.
He's married to Bella Boo, the other one.
That's right, that's right.
The red one.
Yep. He's beautiful.
He's been laying eggs, so she bites. When they lay eggs, they bite the shit out of you. You can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't have an ear if I put her on my shoulder right now. And she's very beautiful. You know, but now that they're in the mating season or whatever, they change.
Yeah.
He doesn't change any, but she does. As a matter of fact, she goes after him sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, Buddy Boo. Good stuff, you know.
He's a beautiful bird.
Hey, he's going the other side now. Oh, you got to chew Dad's ear a little bit? You give me a little ear chew. Ouch. Chewing Dad's ear? He likes to sleep on the pillow at night in the bed.
Oh, that's cool.
Got a big bed, and I put him on a pillow with a little towel
case he poops, but he never poops in the bed. He just sleeps on the
towel.
He gets up early, heads back out to the kitchen where, or the dining room where all the rest of the birds are, and hangs out and makes a bunch of talks, and he's having time for the day. Sometimes he's ready for bed. He's like a little kid.
Yep.
There he is.
Yeah. He's beautiful.
So I'll move the camera closer.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
Fred.
My shoulder right now. There's the boo.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. He's on the air today.
Yeah.
He's very smart.
He's cute as a button.
Yeah.
Very smart birds, aren't they? They're,
yeah,
they're very, very smart. Yeah.
Smart birds. He sings. If you go to YouTube and type in Buddy Boo, you'll see him on there singing, you know, videos of him singing now that you got your computer going again.
Yeah.
So when are you going to download Ustream?
I'd love to do that. I'm going to figure it out one day. I got somebody
How you do it. Go on there. It's real simple. You go to Ustream and you download it. You know, you just put it on your screen and put it in your favorites. You know how to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then once you get it in your favorites, then you take it, you know, you slide the cursor on while it's in the favorites over and pull the little emblem out of favorites and put it on the screen, and now it's downloaded into your computer.
Beautiful.
Then all you do is you want to do a show, you click on Ustream, it opens up, and it says log in, and you haven't got a login yet, so you click on that, broadcast now. So you turn Ustream on, broadcast now. So all you got to do is, as soon as broadcast now comes up, it asks you a couple questions like, what's the name of your show? You call it the Steve Barris Show. You give them a password, you know, whatever you want to use.
Right.
And then you click on that. then you can log in. So you go off, you come back, you log in, you know, with your password, and it'll say broadcast now. And you click on broadcast now, and if you got a camera hooked up anywhere in your thing, it's going to work. You probably have a camera built in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you just use your camera that's built in. I got a separate camera. I have one built in, and I have one above it because I wanted to spend $80 and get a really good camera, you know, which I have. This camera does all those weird effects. You've seen them. You haven't even seen the effects, have you?
No, I have somebody coming over on Friday to help me learn more about the computer, so that'll be good for me to do.
Yeah. Right now I'm watching when you go on Ustream, get a chance to go to Catalina Harbor Two Cams. It's what it's Catalina Harbor, or Two Harbors Cam, rather, it's called. And I'm watching these eagles. There's two eagle babies. They're on top of a mountain on Catalina Island.
Wow.
And the mother and the father feed them every day and stuff. And I watch them every day.
Beautiful.
I've been watching it for 2 weeks, and the two little babies are getting big now. Remember, the eagles are American birds.
Yes.
Yeah, you see the eagles, don't you? Buddy sees them.
Yeah.
Sees them. And if I can't get the... Oh, here we go. Here's the effects right here. Let me show you something now. Okay, I just had to get everything in order here.
Okay.
Okay, watch. Now, you're watching the camera. Now, this is what you...
Yes.
The effects box that comes up. I can change hats. I think I'm not changing hats today. I always see what I can do here. These effects have changed. These aren't working anymore. Okay, let's try this.
Yeah.
There we go. Those, how do you like those? See those?
Yes, I see some designs.
Yeah. Yeah, those are designs. I can have a dog. I got a dog on there with me now. See him?
Wow, that's incredible, Fred.
Hey, you just
there's a doggy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if I want to be, you know, I want to be in the light.
Yeah.
Now, look at this. I'm an angel, see? You become an angel.
See the angel.
Yeah, right. See there? Halo. Isn't that cool?
Yes, I see it, yes. There's some more halos.
Yeah, and then you can have this if you really want to be. I got stars in the background now.
Oh, yes, I see them.
And I feel an alien presence around here. I feel like there's a spaceship coming. Look at that. That cool?
Oh, there he is. That's wild.
Even a bird likes that.
Yeah.
You like that, don't you, bird? Yeah, and then, you know, and of course it's been raining out here all day long. As you can tell, the roof's leaking a little bit.
Yeah, and that's great.
And of course, Mikhail's afraid of spiders.
I don't blame you. You got bit by two of them, so I know. You were telling me about that.
Widow. When I first moved out here, both elbows were swollen up three times normal size for about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. It bothered me. Now I got sitar.
Mm-hmm.
I got nails creeping across the thing there. Yeah. You can have a lot of fun with this, you know?
Yeah. That's really cool.
And, of course, when wintertime comes, Frosty the Snowman drops in.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah, I got
Now I'm going to ride in your car. You're going to have, in case your windshield isn't working, I can ride in your car.
That's very clever.
Yeah. So this all comes with it, you know, all these things. This came with the camera. This is a Microsoft, it's called Microsoft Life Cam. You just plug it into your one of your USB jacks, any one of them. You know where those are, right? Where you plug your mouse in?
Yes.
Plug it into there, pull it out of the box and plug it in, and that's the end of it. And put a CD in it, and it'll download this, what are you seeing here? It takes a minute, it's automatic, and then you're on the air. You know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm getting an idea. Can you tell?
What's that?
Well, look at the picture. I have an idea.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I see the light on top of your head.
That's when you get an idea. That comes out.
Yeah, that's cool.
The patents came through on my...
Yes.
About a week ago.
That's fantastic.
Now I'm working with KISS right now, the legends. Yeah, I've got my rock star face.
Oh, yeah, this is your... I see it.
And notice it follows you, too. It just,
that's wild.
Yeah. I like this is one of my better... When I don't want people to recognize me, I put this on. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. Here's a cool one right here. Like, this is when I go to Hollywood, see? This is my Hollywood stuff.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. That's my
Oh, yeah. I never knew you wore pink before.
Yeah, I don't normally, but on Hollywood, I do.
Yeah.
And if I go to a masquerade party, I don't want anybody to recognize me there. Especially when I do my Wonder Boy strip out here. Actually, I just go... Wonderful.
That's cool.
Then, you know, then there's some other things you can do. You notice the alien face? You know, it's kind of changing now. Really change your face around. How's that? See, I got a big forehead now. You there?
Yeah.
Different size face.
Yeah, different kind of head. Yeah.
See how much bigger the bird is in my head now, see? Yeah, you got bigger.
Oh, yeah, he's got bigger.
Yeah, you got a lot bigger. Yeah, I don't know. This is an alien.
He is a beautiful bird. Does he have other colors besides? Is it blue that I'm seeing?
Yeah, he's got many different colors of green.
Yeah, I just wish I could see. He looks beautiful. Magnificent bird. Now the female, she's still sitting on the eggs.
Yeah, there are no eggs right now. I put a golf ball in there.
Oh, he's beautiful, Fred. That's a gorgeous color.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Look at
much. Yes, very, very pretty.
What is that? What's he going to do? Look at this. Let's eat it. Can he eat the flashlight? Woo, eating the flashlight. He's eating it. Love the flashlight. There's some red down there. I mean, kind of a reddish orange. Can't quite show him off today.
Yeah.
Let me get him on this side here now. There he goes. There, now you can see him. See the green?
Yes. Oh, yes.
There's the red.
Yeah. Oh, he's magnificent.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Pretty bird. He knows you, so unfortunately. It went those to his head. Did he take any flashlight? Did he eat the flashlight? He's eating it. Yeah. Yeah, this is new stuff. We don't normally do this.
He's magnificent in color.
Yeah, they really are. They come from the Solomon Islands, or species of them, called the Eclectus.
Right.
You need to get a bird.
You know, you have said that a few times, and it would be a lot of fun to have.
Yeah, they really are. Really,
what do you do if you would go away, Fred? Do you have somebody come over to feed them?
Watch them. Never leave them unattended.
Right, right.
But he's not locked up in a cage or anything. He has a big cage, but he goes on it, under it. Got a prep table in the kitchen. It's got a ladder on it. When we're making food, he'll come up and watch us make food.
Wow.
Gets around the house. He goes anywhere he wants.
That's wonderful.
The nice thing about him, he always poops right in his little cage, you know. It's,
yeah.
Poop all over the house or anything. They're trained. They're easy to train.
That's wonderful.
And the Eclectus, you don't really train him.
Mm-hmm.
I train this bird. He knows better. He knows we do poopers in the pooper area. Yeah. So anyhow, what's been going on with your clients this week?
Well, actually, what I'm doing is I've moved the master crystal up to the throat area.
Okay.
A lot of people have allergies this time of the year.
Right.
So I moved it up to the throat area, and they seem to be clearing fast with the master crystal. And so I notice people are, you know, you know, with their throats, and by the time they leave, they're pretty good. So moving it up to, if you have a master crystal and if anybody's out there that does massage, move it up to the throat and you'll really be able to help your clients even more.
Yeah.
It's,
we don't have a lot of massage types like we did in Laguna. Seems like over there, yeah.
Yeah.
But here, there's a few people around, but I haven't been that impressed with them, you know.
Is that a pussycat that I see on your face now?
Yeah, I'm patting around a little bit. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, it's great.
I haven't even seen all these signs lately.
Really nice.
Yeah, you'll have all this when you get that camera.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of energy work, especially on the people that have allergies. Wow, that's a clown out. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's really sharp.
Yeah, it's you never know what you're gonna hear. There we go. That's for the NBA players.
Right.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Maybe play around with a flower, watch the bees, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, flowers.
Here's one I didn't even know we had. Look at the clouds. I guess the rain's blowing out now.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're getting rid of the rain now.
So it rained all day out there, huh?
Yep, and last night. It's just now clearing. The problem I have with it, I moved this camera around.
Uh-huh.
You can see how that window behind me there, it's really bright. That looks
on. I could see it on your shirt when you turned around. It was very bright.
Yeah. Yeah, so... And these cameras, you need filters on them. I need to get some filters for them. They can't handle it. If I aim it outside this way, it goes. There's another door over there, a glass door.
Right,
What you end up getting is just a glare.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And here's right over here is a, take a look at the desk. You can see there's a projector that I use.
I see the projector you use, right?
Yeah. Because we sell them, there's another one that fell on the floor over there. I have two or three more. I have three more in here, and I got four in Laguna.
Mm-hmm.
Up there on the wall, that box there on the wall, that's a monitoring for doing weather. It does rainfall, wind, sea direction, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
That room in there is where I'll be working with the X1 project. That's the studio recording room right there.
Yes, I see it.
The big console, I don't know how far back you can see.
Yes.
Get the video tour. You've never been here, have you? Yeah.
No, I've never been here. No, I've never been.
Our straight above us are airplanes hanging off the ceiling.
You had a bunch at your other home.
Yeah, I got a bunch there, and I got a bunch here now.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, there they are.
Oh, there's one big one right there. There's a great big one over there, that F-104, the Widowmaker. That one there. That one is about 2.5 feet long.
Wow. Wow.
Then there's a bunch here. And what else? Speakers. This is where, over here is where this console, I'll turn this camera around. Up there is a monitor.
Right.
A TV set and video monitor. And then over here is, that's a big console. See that big? That's huge. And that's where I do my Sunday night show is all recorded on that console over there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It looks like it's small because it's far away, but it's big. You know, it's just the way
yes.
it works.
Yes.
And then, of course, my cluttered desk, which is always a mess, you know. I'm always busy doing something. Oh, here's a Mackerel crystal. Here's one of the, look how clear that is.
Oh, yes.
Now, these Mackerels, we sell these, and they are only, there's only 6,000 pounds ever found. And
wow.
And one like this will go for about $7,000-$8,000.
Wow. Wow.
Now, they're sold by the gram.
Wow.
There's only a few of them, and the only collectors have them. They have it. You can look right at me. I'm looking right through the camera there. See?
I see it. It's incredible.
And if you put them up to a quartz light, what happens is you'll see blue feathers in them. It's oxygen, trapped oxygen in them. That. Then right here is something I got from Count Saint Germain. That's a coin. It's a 1,700-year-old coin that's never been in circulation.
Wow.
King Constantine, it was brought to me 300 years after Christ. This coin was made, and I've had it verified it's real, and it was made in a clay mold, in solid gold, obviously.
Now, I'm seeing some beautiful colors that are coming through from your computer. I can't see the coin, but I see these beautiful colors.
I can get the coin out. Kind of a kickback day today. Nothing. We didn't do our real heavy stuff. Out of here. The design, that plastic bag doesn't really help any.
All I'm seeing is a beautiful design in
yeah.
front of my.
Yeah, well, you can see my hand, right? And then there's.
No, I can't. I can only see this design.
I think the time it gets to your camera, it loses.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see the head?
No, all I see is this beautiful design, Fred. That's all I see.
Well, this actually has a head on it. It's the King Constantine's head. But
mm-hmm.
he's the one that resurrected Christianity. You know?
Yes.
I don't know. You have to look at it a certain way, and you can see the head. And then the back of it. Probably the most circulation this thing has ever had is me holding it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to see the design on the back. It's got a really cool back on it. And mm-hmm. I looked it up on the internet. I talked to some collectors, and there's a few of them around, but they've been circulated.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular back, nobody recognizes it as special. It was like maybe only a few of them ever made.
Yeah.
And then,
what's this design I see in front of me? I'm not seeing you anymore, only this design.
Oh, you mean that painting?
It's moving. I don't know what it is. It's just a beautiful design.
Let me stop these clouds here. Had some clouds going there. I got a butterfly now.
No, this is a design. I don't know where it's coming from, but...
You might be seeing stuff that I don't see. There's the phone on the wall. There's the microphone.
No, this is a design that's coming from somewhere, Fred. I don't know if it's coming from you or coming from, I have no idea where that's coming from. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I think we ran
it's
out.
Wild.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to do a little video tour here. You know, you can even probably, the camera can look at itself.
Oh, here we go. I got it back.
Did you?
Okay, yeah. Came back. Cool. Look at the airplanes you got. You got all kinds of beautiful things.
That tree back there, you can see that tree. That's the tree that's the Andromedan. In fact, you can see the Andromedan. I got to move this over a little bit. We got to get out the air here in a minute.
What time is it? Oh, my gosh, it's 8:56.
Yeah, I got to get off the air here, but I just
want
one more thing. If I can move there. That right there is the Andromedan. Right here is the Andromedan. That's the tree out in the orchard.
Okay.
Can you see it all right? I don't know where the camera's at because
It's moving, so I can't really see.
I completely lost the whole thing. Is it still on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air with you.
Okay, I mean, is the thing still on? I lost the video.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where the video went.
No, I got the video here. It's on. But
I just lost it. I don't know where it went.
Really?
Yeah, it just went off the screen. I've never done that before. Anyhow, we got to get off the air here.
Okay, buddy.
I can't even turn the... get this thing to go off the air until I figure out where it went.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've never done that before.
Huh.
Lost the whole screen. All I have is the effects, but I don't have the camera anymore. It's down below here somewhere.
I see wherever it is in your house, I'm looking at something. This
yeah.
is wild. This is really wild.
All right, well, we better get out of here before Don's
okay.
off the air. I'll catch you next week.
Okay, man.
And you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And that's at bbsradio.com. And we'll turn the sound up here and fade her out. I have to figure out how to turn this transmission off because it's on and I'm not out of control. And our website is Pyridyne.com, and our phone number is 1-800-729-2603. Until next
Beautiful.
Week. Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.